Today is the 28th of May. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. And so we are coming off the back of our first worship breakfast. And can I just thank every single one of you who attended yesterday? Thank you so much for your love, for your support, for your prayers. You guys truly touch my heart. I pray that you guys are enjoying your bank holiday. I hope that you were able to get out and get some sun. I know I did, because I'm slightly tanned and I am very grateful for a tan. And so we are going to continue in the line of worship. We are definitely going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Proverbs 31 verse 8. And it says this: "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute." And so, Father, our prayer is that you rouse your people. Rouse in me a passion to stand up for those who are vulnerable to abuse, to abandonment, and to attack. Please use us. And especially, Father, please use me to be a redemptive force in the time and the circle of influence in which we live in. In Jesus' name we have prayed. And so if you are new to Heart of Worship, I want to welcome you to the family. What we do here on a Monday is we use Mondays to thank God for the week past, and we use Mondays to thank God for the week ahead. God has been so kind to us. God has been so gracious. And so it is our duty to give back and give thanks to God. And so wherever you are right now, I want you to begin to lift your voice, and I want you to thank him with all of your heart, with all of your might, because he is a good God. He is a great God. He is a merciful God. Oh, Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we glorify your name. We ask you to accept our thanksgiving. Oh, we do this with a grateful heart. Oh. And so whatever kind of week you have had, whether it's been a good, a bad, not so great week, could have been better, please thank him for the fact that he saw you through. In all circumstances, you have to give God thanks. Give him thanks. Thank him. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. Hey, yeah, yeah. Will you lift your voice and tell him how much you appreciate him? Tell him how much you adore your God. Tell him how much he means to you. Oh, 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 oh. Thank him, yes. Thank him, yeah. Thank him, thank him, thank him. I'm grateful for you guys. I'm grateful for every listener. I'm grateful for every worshiper that is on this journey with me. I'm thankful for this family. I am thankful for the love and support and the prayers. I'm thankful for your lives. I'm thankful for your families. I am thankful for the breakthroughs and the testimonies that are coming through. And I'm thankful for this vision. I thank thank him for my home, my husband, my daughter. I thank him. There is so much we can thank God for. Good health, a sound mind. Just begin to lift your voice and thank him. Wherever you are right now, thank him. Colossians 3:15-17 says, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father through him. Do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father through him. And you will say, in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted, sing praises to the Lord, for he has done glorious. Let this be known in all the earth. Isaiah 12:4-5. Let this be known in all the earth. Let it be known that he's a good God. Let it be known today that he's a great God. Let it be known today that he's a gracious God. Let it be known today that he's a kind, faithful God. Let it be known today that He is the unchangeable changer. Let it be known today that He is the healer. He is our salvation and He holds the resurrection power. Let it be known today that in Him we have victory. Let it be known today. Lift up your voice wherever you are and give Him thanks. Father, we honor you. Father, we glorify you. Father, we thank you. Yeah. Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Hebrews 12:28-29. We serve a God of miracles, signs, and wonders. His word is yes and amen. The God that made the blind to see, that made the lame to walk, that made the deaf to hear. And so our declaration of the day says this: I declare Ephesians 3:20 over my life. God will do it exceedingly, abundantly above all that I ask or think. Because I honor Him, His blessings will chase me down and overtake me. I will be in the right place at the right time. People will go out of their way to be good to me. I am surrounded by God's favor. This is my declaration. I say, Father, we thank you for the many benefits we have today. We thank you for our lives and for drawing us to yourself and bringing us into your family as a child of God. We thank you for the good night's rest we're about to receive and for the opportunity of serving you today. Thank you for the health and strength that we have. Thank you for saving us, for dying for us on the cross and raising up again so that we may have life everlasting. As we begin a new day, we thank you that your mercies are new and fresh every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Thank you for loving us. May your love shine through us to others, that they too may know the wonders of your grace. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen. So I also want to acknowledge the fact that this has come to you late. Believe it or not, I have had to record Heart of Worship on my iPhone and then upload it. So this is how determined I am that a podcast had to come out today. And so thank you for your patience. For those of you that are listening to us for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome to the family. Please message me and let me know that you are new to Heart of Worship. You can find me on Instagram or Facebook at JC May or JC May Music. Until tomorrow, family, my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, stay blessed. Bye.